They say there's nothing more boring than watching grass grow, but cultivating immaculate grass is a serious, intense, and fascinating business when you work at the golf course that will stage the first U.S. Open Championship in the Northwest. You might even learn a few tips on how to grow a nice lawn at home there. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports from outside Tacoma.
The Chambers Bay Golf Course hosts this year's U.S. Open. The municipal course was built on sandy soil in a dramatic bowl overlooking Puget Sound. The location used to be a sand and gravel pit, but you can hardly tell now, looking down from the clubhouse above, with U.S. Golf Association Championship Director Danny Sink.
The golf course is stunning at this point. We're in great shape out here. No speed bumps currently.
The groundskeeping team here uses tools like you and I have, mowers, rakes, and watering hoses, and they have stuff I'd never heard of before last week.
That's not too bad.
Eric Johnson is the director of agronomy at Chambers Bay. He works side by side with the course superintendent and a staff of 30. I watch as Johnson repeatedly releases golf balls down a grooved aluminum yardstick. Then he averages how far they roll on the putting green.
And again, this is called a stimp meter.
Stimp meter. It's a measuring device.
Johnson fills spreadsheets and maps with data from this and other tools in a quest to coax the living turf into a consistent playing surface.
We have soil moisture meters that we run daily through the golf course all year.
A related indicator comes from a firmness tester.
It's like a cleat hammer. You drop it and it measures the rebound.
The ground staff can water more or back off on hand watering. They can mow or bring out a roller to adjust how the fairways and greens play.
Yeah, we watch the grass grow, but it's definitely not boring. And with all the data and just observing people playing golf.
It may sound like what happens at the venue for the U.S. Open is far removed from ordinary homeowners and their lawns. That's both true and not, says Oregon State University turf grass specialist Alec Kovaleski. No matter where you are, he says it boils down to mowing, fertilizer, watering, and pest control.
But the difference they're going to have at a golf course versus a home lawn is a homeowner is trying to make their lawn look good. A golf course, on the other hand, is trying to make it competitive. So they're doing things to make the greens roll faster.
From Chambers Bay, Eric Johnson shares a universal tip: mow more frequently and leave the shorter clippings on the ground.
A lot of lawns I see around town, people are mowing once a week or every 2 weeks, and you have your mower set at 2 inches, but the grass is 4 inches, and basically you're cutting your lifeline in half.
He says turf grows thicker by clipping off less at one time more often. Johnson said the greens at Chambers Bay are being mowed every day in the build-up to the major tournament. I'm Tom Bonsi near Tacoma.